And then she did.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Howard Chapman. I'll be chairing the Public Services Committee this morning, and I'd like to call this meeting to order. First item of business is approval of the minutes from the January 31st meeting. Have a motion and second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Ayes have it. Next item on the agenda is public comments. Do we have anyone here for public comments? Item number three. Hearing none, move on to the next item, which is budget review FY 2023. Public Services Department General Fund Operating Expenditures. Mr. Weiss.
And I'll go ahead and start that, Mr. Chapman.
Okay.
It's okay. And
sure.
Both Andy and I can weigh in. But if you have your budget book, I'd encourage you to flip to the Public Services tab.
Mine in the car.
And the budget is calling for an increase of just under 7%, or about $1 million. And what that is in is, by and large, the cost is in the class and compensation plan that's now being fully implemented, as well as the proposed raises for next year. There are two new positions that are requested. I mentioned this at the our meeting on Wednesday, and one is a full-time position for facilities maintenance. Mr. Weiss can elaborate as to why. Another is a full-time person for grounds maintenance that we're calling for in the last quarter of the new fiscal year. As Carolina Park Phase 3 comes on board, we feel we're going to need that position. You'll notice in other line items the impact of supply chain and inflationary costs. You'll notice in contractual services, which, by the way, is the very next page. In contractual services, you see some significant numbers. The very first line is what the town pays every year just to maintain our rights of way, $892,000. And the second line is the line I was just referring to about cost increases. This line item increased 61% to three quarters of $1 million is what we have to pay for that service now. So that's impacting the bottom line, or it's a large part of the 7% increase mentioned. Other things worth talking about at a higher level, if you'll flip in the back to page 120, this is our maintenance plan. If you go into the capital asset tab, capital asset fund tab, and then flip to 120, there's a couple items I'd like to highlight. And as soon as I get to it myself, you'll see three blocks. Look at the lower block, which is the Public Services Department. That very top line, item number one, that's $1.5 million for stormwater repair and rehab. That's the pipe lining and the box repair and so on. Wanted you to see that so that you know, as far as maintenance goes, annual maintenance, there's $1.5 million that this budget proposes for that important item. Also in here is $200,000 for dock maintenance and bridge repair. That is item number seven. Some of these other items are in here every year. That is something I felt worth pointing out. And if you go two pages back to 118.
Mr. DeMoor, before we leave this page, under stormwater repair and rehabilitation, I guess at least a year ago, we agreed to move forward with a stormwater maintenance crew. Where are we with that?
Good question. Sir.
Sir, all the positions have been authorized. I mean, we do have some staff vacancies still, but we're actively hiring, and my vacancies are in mostly the infrastructure division and the grounds division. The equipment's all been purchased, and, you know, we're fielding what we have, and they're out there doing the job.
Great, that was my question. The equipment has come in.
Yes, sir.
And we have personnel that are.
Yes, sir.
Doing the work. And the reason I asked that is this stormwater repair and rehab, I thought maybe some of that might be in there, albeit a small amount of $1.5 million, but at least it should help out.
Yes, sir. This portion is basically for we contract a lot of this piece
right.
out for pipelining and TVing the pipes and identifying the next area we need to go and put some significant effort into.
Right. I remember when we, on bids and purchases, made a hire to do that. So that's, but I wanted to make sure that we were doing that. Excuse the interruption. Go ahead.
No, sir. And thank you for your support on that. Flipping to page 118, which is two pages back, you know, it's not just about the repair and maintenance of facilities. It's also about other assets that we have to replace. And here is a list of vehicles. Traditionally, the public services department has the most equipment to be replaced, and likely for obvious reasons. But here's a list of what we're proposing. And it's always interesting to see the prices of these types of vehicles. I mean, just number one alone, the rear loader, we anticipate the cost of that at $280,000. And you'll see as we go down, there's several different items here. A sweeper truck at $250,000, and then to replace dump trucks, $158,000, and we're chasing prices in these items. That won't surprise you. You know, I mentioned at our budget overview that just the cost of a ladder truck, I know it's fire department related, but that's over $1.6 million. It used to be $1.4 million and change. You're seeing the cost of materials and other things, and that same theme resonates through these vehicle and equipment replacements.
Eric, question. When we...
Ms. Corley.
I'm sorry. Eric, when we upgrade those vehicles, is there like a buyback?
Yes.
Program? Who buys them?
Any competitive bidder can. And so we're required under state law because it's public property.
Right.
There is a method as to how that property has to be disposed to the benefit of the public. So we'll put it up for auction. What's happened as time has passed is private organizations that operate, say, websites where you can list used vehicles on them. They've grown in number and they've improved to the point where it's becoming easier for private interest to be able to bid on equipment like this. And so when it's reached sufficient life and it's time to be what we call deadlined, we will get it prepared for sale and then it goes to the highest bidder.
And then where does that money show back up?
It comes back into your revenues. You have a line item in the general fund revenues. It's called sale of assets.
Okay. That's
and
right.
Any money we get back in feeds that line item.
Right.
Proceeds from sale of assets, I believe it's called.
Right.
Yep.
And then, can I ask one more question?
Ms. Corley.
And then I was going to ask, can you guys remind me what on page 63, what transfer contracts are again for 6 Mile, that $750,000?
Yes, ma'am. We collect our vegetation and our bulk items, you know, on a weekly basis, and then we bring them back to 6 Mile, and we dump them there in our transfer yard, and then we have a contractor that hauls them then to the landfill.
Yes.
It's cheaper overall for our operations and easier on the equipment just to bring it back to 6 Mile and then have somebody take it the rest of the way from
That's
there.
That's what I remember now. I just forgot for a second.
Any other questions?
Just one more comment. So that line item where it talks about bridge and dock repair, mm-hmm. that's what we're spending the $280 this year. next year we're thinking it's only going to be 200. Is that where that came from?
Yes. Is that so?
Where we're spending it from right now is out of our townwide line item in the CMP.
Okay.
Because this year we're creating a separate line item for bridge and dock repair and inspection. So we've been doing it. We're trying to set money aside now specifically for that, where this year we're using that money out of the townwide maintenance fund to complete these repairs.
And that's going to have its own line item?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Hearing none, go ahead, Mr. DeMuro. Do we have anything else on the budget?
Oh, no, sir. That's all I had. We would appreciate a recommendation, if you're satisfied as it stands today, we'd appreciate a recommendation to the Budget Committee of Council.
Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to recommend to the full Budget Committee to approve public services budget. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the question. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, like sign, motion carries. Okay. Next item on the agenda is Public Services Department capital fund projects and maintenance expenditures.
I went ahead and covered those.
Okay, Mr. DeMuro.
Presentation. Yes, sir.
Oh, you've already
I lumped them both together during the presentation.
Okay. Since we've already taken care of item B, next item on the agenda is adjournment. Call for adjournment.
Thank you, sir.